Hello and welcome. My name is Tana at Tonic Wellspring. This is a quantum leap meditation for the Lunar New Year, specifically designed for closing the year of the Wood Snake and igniting the year of the Fire Horse to become your own Tonic Wellspring. This may be used at other occasions. You can use it for reset and renewal, as an ability to clear and cleanse what no longer serves you and orient to the path you wish to be on. Beginning by using the Quantum Neurodevelopmental Integration Model, we'll gently tap the forehead and alternate to tapping the back of the head. Tapping forehead and then back of head a few more times. And then gently hold the base of your head with one hand and the forehead with the other simultaneously. This gesture of holding your head in the front and the back is an invitation to integrate the different systems of the brain and all parts of your physical being. You can think to yourself the words, "We're in this together," and affirm your aliveness, thinking the words, "I am. I am. I am." Before any other word or label is applied, just affirming your aliveness with the words, "I am." Knowing your aliveness is the foundation for all other identities, beliefs, experiences. And just saying the words, "I am," is enough to affirm this pure potential. Releasing your hands to a comfortable position, letting yourself settle into more and more physical ease and comfort, whether seated upright or lying down. Begin to take some nice, deep, letting go breaths. Take a slow, deep breath in. Hold it gently at the top. And as you exhale, let the body soften even more now. Another breath in. Feel the shape of your breath. Where's the breath landing in the body? And with your next exhale, really empty out the lungs. Let the exhale be longer than your inhale. Allowing the nervous system to settle, feeling the fascia begin to soften and flow as you arrive here. Allow yourself to recognize something important, that you are entering into another phase of life. You are always in that opportunity with every inhale and exhale. There are beginnings and endings, ongoing. We are also in a period of crossing a threshold of renewal. While the calendar year turns between December 31st and January 1st, there is also another phase of renewal that comes with the Lunar New Year. And then another threshold is passed in the Northern Hemisphere when spring equinox arrives. And that's when life itself begins again. And right now, allowing yourself to really hone in on the archetypal themes of closing the year of the wood snake, this February 2026, entering into the year of the fire horse. You are not simply starting over, you are layering renewal, mind, energy, and life force. Let your body receive permission for that renewal now. Bring awareness from the top of your head through the face, the tiny muscles surrounding your ears and your eyes. Begin to really soften the cheeks. Let the lips become even more supple. The jaw even more loose and slack. Knowing a relaxed jaw sends a message to the rest of your body that it's safe to relax now. That's right. With every breath, you find the perfect level of relaxation for you at this time. That's right. And now I'll invite you to imagine a color you love forming atop your head. And imagine that color you love can flow through the crown down into the body. Whether it's a thought, an image, a sensation, a knowing. Perhaps it's like a river of the color you love, an orb of that color with a healing light. Or something else entirely. However you experience the color you love flowing through you is perfect and correct. Let it flow all the way through the body and eventually let it release out the bottoms of your feet. And as it releases, you can feel yourself entering a very safe place, your safe place for this occasion, already more connected to the power of your imagination. Let that color you love flow through you once again as it releases out your feet. You can feel it transport you even more fully into your safe place for this occasion. Be it a mountaintop, a beach, another dimension, a special room, or something else entirely. See, feel, and experience all of the signals of safety available to you. Breathe in the air of your safe place. That's right. In your mind's eye, you may even imagine reaching out to touch some textures there, feeling the roughness or smoothness, the weight or temperature of an object there. There may even be a healthy taste associated with your safe place. Even if just a sip of cool, crisp water, you taste that healthy taste now. And you know just being here in your safe place, you're already supporting a transformation in the direction of your deepest desires, aligning with your highest and greatest good. And you're the boss here, you call the shots, you control every detail here. Just by setting your mind to do so, you could adjust any aspect or detail in your safe place. You could transport yourself to a whole new vista if that's what you felt called to do. An And I wonder what else you'll make just right by setting your mind to do so here today. Take some more nice, deep, letting go breaths and feel yourself nourished. Allowing yourself to begin to notice that there's a screen of light appearing before you there. Or perhaps it's like a holographic scroll or calendar. Whatever images, impressions, knowings, sensations emerge, perfect and correct, trusting what comes, going deeper and deeper into the process of letting your subconscious surface whatever is most salient for you in this process. And as you imagine this scroll or screen, you realize that it represents the year you are completing. The year of the wood snake, a year of shedding, wisdom, transformation, deep inner growth. And as you look, allow memories, feelings, impressions to appear. No effort required. Just noticing. Notice that one experience begins to glow, whether you see it there on the screen or feel it appearing in your mind's eye in some other manner. Allow whatever one experience is tugging at your attention to expand. Perhaps there might be a sense of wanting to start with some other experience, but if there's something that's emerging naturally, go with that. Whatever is glowing for attention, allow your awareness of it to expand and gently ask the experience that's emerging, whatever images, sensations, memories occur, you can ask, what is the wisdom beneath this experience? And as you allow it to emerge and expand, you may also start to scan for any information about what you're outgrowing, what is ready to be shed or released, while extracting the wisdom from this experience. Allow the answer to come naturally. You may begin to see the wisdom forming as an orb of light. Any emotional charge or information about what you are outgrowing and ready to shed can start to release out and around that orb of light, and you can see it enveloped in that color you love. Let that color flow through and around that orb of light, taking with it anything that no longer serves you deep into the earth. The orb retained and held before you as what no longer serves you is released into the earth. Knowing what no longer serves your mind or body is but food for the earth. And the earth knows exactly what to do with this material to transmute it into fresh, new energy. Fresh energy feeds the cycles of life, nourishing the soil, feeding the plants, generating new oxygen, and you breathe that in now as you hold this orb of wisdom glowing with light before you. You feel its warmth in your hands now. You feel its lightness. And you allow it to flow into your heart space now, into your nervous system, the fascia. Every aspect of your physical body is absorbing it, your emotional body, your intellect, your spiritual self, holding this wisdom now. Integrate it. And when that feels complete, imagine checking a box or confetti dropping from the sky to have a moment of celebration, recognition. Give yourself this moment to feel the satisfaction of having completed this moment. Integrate it fully. Feel how much strength you've gained, knowing while the past of this timeline may remain, the past gets reshaped in our subconscious. We can carry its medicine forward. And some moments may require a lengthier process to really allow the full cleansing and integration. But even if you move the needle just a few percents in the right direction, you can feel the satisfaction of that now. That's right. And take a few moments as I go quiet to continue this process with any other moments from this past year that are calling for your attention to go through this process again. Point in time, you may place a hand on the areas of the body that need your loving awareness, integrating the executive functioning with the primal structures, knowing that being in this state of relaxation helps your success, supports you in integrating the systems of your being. Lowering the barrier between the subconscious and conscious mind. Increasing neuroplasticity and reconnecting the various systems of self. Bringing more harmony. Feeling yourself bring another orb of wisdom forth from this past year, that color you love flowing in and around it, releasing what no longer serves you into the earth. And again, that orb of light that you have retained can be pulled into your heart space now. Embrace it. Let it nourish you and uplift you. And think to yourself, I did it. Yes, you did. Now, bringing your awareness to the base of your spine, and imagine a small, steady flame there. This is the energy of the coming year, the fire horse, a mirror for our authenticity, our coherence, considering the power of a horse and its nervous system and its ability to mirror, to show us when we're in coherence or lacking in integrity between our inner world and outer expression. And this year can bring us momentum and courage and freedom, embodied action, wild aliveness. It can also offer us co-regulation with life itself. Like the bigness of a horse's nervous system, we feel the nervous system of life itself, the beautiful grounding energy of earth, the expansiveness of the skies above. And with each breath, this flame in you begins to grow stronger. Slowly, it begins to rise up through the spine, up through your center column, into your heart, through the throat, to the crown of your head. And as it rises, you may feel warmth, power, steadiness, and feel it illuminating the central column out around you into this force field of energetic protection. Your column of light surrounds you now. You feel how it connects you to all of the resources of life in and around you. That's right. Now something remarkable begins to happen as this fire reaches out and around you, illuminating. You start to feel that your system is overflowing with energy. A life force flows up through the central column and overflows from the crown of your head out and around you, perhaps in the hue of that color you love. Maybe a multitude of colors are flowing as that effervescent fountain of energy overflows out and around you. This living field in and around you is beginning to purify and fortify the Toro, that Taurus energy field of your electromagnetic field. Yes. Flowing up through the central column, out from the crown and around you, back down into the earth and back up through the central column. In all directions, in front of you, behind you, to either side, you can feel this overflowing, these effervescent streams of light, fortifying your energetic field, your magnetism, supports your circulation in a physical realm as well as a spiritual realm, nourishing you. You may even begin to see bubbles beginning to flow out and around. Those effervescent bubbles are beginning to represent the more that you have to give. You can even imagine sending some of these orbs, these bubbles of effervescent life force energy from your overflow out to those you love around you, to a project that you wish to nurture. Beginning to feel some of these energetic bubbles and orbs. Feel a few of them begin to lead you towards your future self. The version of you that is already further down the path, aligned even more with your visions, your goals, your heart's desires. And as you feel these orbs orient to your future self, you feel these beautiful energetic cords forming between you and your future self. That's right. You start to feel through that energetic cord connecting you to your future self, this wave of gratitude flowing through the cord to you. And you feel your future self thanking you and giving you foretastes of what's to come, letting you know all of the rewards of your work, of your intentions, of your taking the time to foster the qualities of being that made you aligned with the path of your highest self. Allowing this future self to emerge, you feel calm, you feel clarity, you feel connection and reassurance, encouragement. And this is where you start to recognize the strength of the energetic cords connecting you to your future self, an embodiment of your highest self. You begin to feel that any remaining residue or cords to the past or what no longer serves you no longer have as much power or strength. You've cleared so many already. You feel your electromagnetic field reinforced with that overflow, that wellspring that moved up through your central column and out and around you, connecting you to your future self, and it's already cleared so much space. And anything that may still remain a remnant of the past or anything that no longer serves you, you honor it while also recognizing it's no longer as powerful. You don't even have to worry about releasing or removing all of it because your connection to your future self and your highest self is so strong now that it uplifts anything that aims to hold you down. It pulls up anything attempting to hold on to you that no longer serves you. It uplifts that material, and either that material becomes uplifted too, or it simply releases because it cannot go where you're going. You feel the wellspring flowing through you, your future self alive and well, the wisdom of the past integrated, the fire of the new year ignited, all of these energies working in harmony now, one coherent system, your mind, body, heart and spirit aligned. That's right. Once again, affirming, I am. I did it. Yes, you did. Taking a nice deep breath in, feeling your body once again, returning movement, and coming back to this place and time slowly. When you're ready, letting the overflow be your source. Renewing, this process is here for you anytime you wish to return to it. thank you for doing your part in making this an offering to the collective.